And the reason so many times churches break up and they have confusion is because they don't have good leadership. You cannot appoint someone that just got into the church a day or a week or a month or has been there for 6 months or a year and say, you're not a leader, you're not an elder or a deacon or this or that. There's no possible way. No possible way.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Today, Raul will continue our study of 1 Peter with a look at how to flourish as a fruitful member of Christ's church. Whether or not you've been called into full-time ministry, you can carry out kingdom-building work with the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Stay with us for a challenge to seek direction from God's Word as you maximize your spiritual gifts in selfless service. Now, in the book of 1 Peter, here's Raul Reese.
Peter now is coming into chapter 5 after speaking of the problems with persecution and suffering and those that were being killed by the government of Rome. Caesar Nero was really persecuting, prosecuting, killing Christians. And then all of a sudden in chapter 5, before he gets to 2 Peter and begins to speak of the false prophets in chapter 2, in chapter 5, he wants to talk about God's faithful pastors. He's going to talk to leadership. He's going to talk to elders, and he's going to talk to pastors. And I think this is a great passage because there's so much that has been said by Peter here that it's just incredible when you think about that. One of the things is that God has given us leadership and gifts to those of us that have been chosen to lead his church. It's not my church. It's not your church. It's his church. When people say it's my church, I always ask them, how much did you pay? He paid with his blood, fully, completely. We are his servants. We serve the Lord. This is not my church or your church. It is his church. And God has gifted some of us, and most of us here, as he did in the early church, with the gift of apostleship, prophets, evangelists, pastor teachers, as Paul will tell us in a moment in the book of Ephesians. And then at the same time, think of these beautiful gifts that were given to these men that were called by God and to come to the end of their lives and say, you know what? God saved me. He chose me. And now he wants to use my life. And when God wants to use your life, he wants to bring glory and honor to himself. Never, ever take the credit for anything. It's the Lord. He's the one that does everything. And these men and women that were chosen by God were given for a specific purpose of being used. And at the same time, for the mutual corporate benefit for the body of Jesus Christ, becoming members of the body of Jesus Christ. Very important. So here in short, God has given leadership gifts, and he gives people when he saves them. So it's really of importance that we understand that Peter now is going to bring us into a section in the church about those that are pastors, those that are elders, those that are in leadership positions, and what they need to be like. And how they need to obey the word of God. That's why Paul the Apostle in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16, we call that the purpose of the church. This is what Calvary Chapel teaches. When you go back and he says this, listen. He says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastor teachers. For what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a complete man, to measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body is joined and knit together by what every joint supply, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, it causes growth of the body to the building up of itself. Here's the key: in love. The key word is love. Paul said you can speak in tongues, you can prophesy, the word of knowledge, word of everything that has all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but if you don't have love, you are nothing. Just an instrument making a bunch of noise with no meaning. Pretty heavy. The church is ignorant. The church doesn't know because they don't study God's word. That's why there are so many ignorant churches today. That's why we make it our case to go through the Bible, book by book, chapter by chapter. We're taking verse by verse. Because we want to know what God says in His Word. You go back now to the Old Testament, to the book of Exodus, chapter 18. And this is where Calvary Chapel, in verse 15 and on, we get our whole philosophy of ministry, where Moses was chosen. Here is God. Here is Moses as the leader. And then the leadership, and then the congregation. You see? Because Moses was trying to do everything for God, and Jethro, his father-in-law, which was a heathen, came to him and rebuked him and said, if you continue to do what you're doing with 3 million people, you're going to kill yourself, and you're going to kill them. He says, well, what do I do? He says, you need to choose among your leaders 70 men that are full of wisdom, full of the Holy Spirit, and they're not covetous, and appoint them into business that you're doing, and make them helpers of the thousands, of the hundreds, of the fifties, and of the tens. And you give yourself to study God's word and to take the major problems, but don't do everything yourself. You'll burn yourself out. The Bible tells us that. How to do it. It's incredible how God's word, man, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, 1 Peter chapter 5. I mean, all through there, it's about leadership. Paul's letters to the Romans, to the Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philemon, Philippians. All these letters are written to the Christian church and to the elders and the leaders of the church. I mean, think of Paul's farewell speech. Go to book of Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. This is Paul's farewell speech beginning in verse 17. Paul's getting ready to go to Rome. He's going to die. And the elders of the church all come together. Man, they love Paul. And Paul gives one of the last sermons that he ever gave to the actual elders, to the leadership. Check this out. He says, beginning at verse 17, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, you know from the first day that I came to Asia Minor in what manner I always lived among you. He says, you guys know that I'm a man of integrity. That's why I'm here. He says, number one, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plan of the Jews. Paul was a man of tears. He wept because people hated him. The leadership hated him because he stood for the people. And then what else? How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed that to you and taught you publicly from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see now, I'm going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit already has shown me in every city, saying what? The chains and tribulations await me. Can you believe that? The Holy Spirit showed him that he was going to die. And the elders started weeping and crying because they knew. Verse 24, unlike Paul's attitude, but none of these things moved me, nor do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my race with joy in the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Isn't that neat? The Lord gave me my ministry. The Lord gave Paul his ministry. The Lord will give you your ministry. It's not my ministry. It's the Lord's ministry that he makes us stewards of. And indeed now, I know you all. He's a Texan, notice that. Among whom all have gone preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. He tells them, you're not going to see me again. Heaven will be the next place. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent from the blood of all men. Wow. Look what he says. Check this out. I'm not guilty for any man's blood. Why? I have not failed to give to you the full counsel of God. I told you about God's principles. Did you hear what he said? You know what he's doing? He did it in chapter 18 too. He's taking it from Ezekiel chapter 3, chapter 18, and chapter 33.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. For biblical resources to help you walk in step with God's will, connect with us anytime at somebodylovesyou.com. You can also download our free app for live-streamed Bible teaching, digital Bible studies, and much more. Let's continue now with more from Raul Reese.
Then he goes on, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all, here it is, what we're doing in Peter, and the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And check this out, this is what Peter uses. To shepherd the church of God. You know what the word shepherd is there? To feed the word of God to them so they can grow. Not preach. Feeding them God's word. Which he purchased with his own blood. The word of God, the value of it. Jesus paid with it with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Notice, they're going to come in from the outside, but also from the inside. And also, from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. They want a name for themselves. They want to build their own kingdom. They're not the real church. They're phony people. Again, he goes on, therefore, because of this, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not stop warning you, every one of you, night and day with tears. Paul cried a lot, warning the body of Jesus Christ of what was going to happen. And they didn't listen, and some did listen. He goes on, so now, brethren, I commend you to God, into the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified or set apart. Check this out. Look what else he says. I coveted no one's silver or gold or dress. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. What did Paul do? He worked for 4 hours and then he preached for 4 hours. He had a job. He made tents. Until the Lord was able to provide for him. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he said. This is the only place you'll find this in red, the words of Jesus. He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Underline it. Underline it. Memorize it. Make that your theme. It's more blessed to give than to get. more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus said it. And then he said this. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And then they all began to cry freely. And they fell on Paul's neck and they kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more. And they accompanied him into the ship. Can you imagine that? How heartbreaking that was. But Paul gave him the truth. You guys, you're going to get people in your church and outside of the church coming like wolves and trying to take over your lives and fleece you like never before. And this is what's happening in America and the world in so many churches today. Paul is just sharing the truth. He's sharing the most important leadership models in all scripture to show in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 16, the purpose of the real church is to equip the body of Christ so that you can grow up in the Lord. Remember when Paul the Apostle was writing the book of Corinthians in chapter 2, 14, verse 15, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3? In chapter 2, 14, he's talking about the natural man, how the natural man doesn't know the things of God because there's nothing to him. He's just a natural man. He doesn't even know God. He's the guy on the street, not a Christian. In verse 15, he says, but those who are spiritual understand the things of the Spirit. Why? Because they're connected to the Lord, because they've been born again of the Holy Spirit. But the carnal man, chapter 3, not 1, 2, and 3, says the carnal man is the one that has a foot in the world and one in the church, and he's divided, and he's really set apart from God, and he makes the wrong decisions. He's always striving and fighting and doing things that are not biblical, man. Read it. Very important to understand who you are in the camp of God, either a natural or carnal or spiritual. The spiritual person listens to the things of the Lord. He allows the Holy Spirit to move in him and through him so that he can make the right decision spiritually speaking. And yet Peter, in his epistle, he's amazing what he does, because what he's doing, he's setting up the model. He shares the vital points of leadership, the model that we need to have, even like Paul the Apostle has taught us. And now Peter wants to demonstrate that model that we need to understand and to put it into practice in our own lives, in our own churches. Notice in his church, so that Jesus can operate in the body of Christ and work in us and through our lives so that we are blameless and we can see people in the world coming to know Christ, and that there are any non-believers in the church, they can see God's divine order in the church, and there's no confusion and there's no emotionalism, and bring people to fear instead of coming to the God's love and grace and mercy that he wants to give to that person. Instead of turning people onto Christ, we're turning people off of Christ if we're not right before God. So it's really important that we understand that whoever the Lord calls, he anoints those who should be in the place of leadership. You just don't, Paul says, don't lay hands on any man suddenly. They have to prove themselves. The disciples had to be 3.5 years with Jesus, and then he laid hands on them, and he said, and one of them is a betrayer and a devil. That's what he said. Moses appointed 70 that already were mature in the camp to help him, to assist him. Leadership. And the reason so many times churches break up and they have confusion is because they don't have good leadership. You cannot appoint someone that just got into the church a day or a week or a month or has been there for 6 months or a year and say, you're not a leader, you're not an elder or a deacon or this or that. There's no possible way. No possible way. Doesn't happen that way. There are people here that have been here some 10, 15, 25 years. Think about that. It's really important that we understand, because if you do want to get involved and you want to become a leader, you want to become an elder, you want to become a deacon, you want to become a pastor, then you have to come to that place of maturity and wait upon the Lord for His anointing. And then as He calls you, then He will lead you and He will provide for you. That's what the Bible teaches. But here, Peter had a mess in the church, as there is a mess today in the world, because there's a lot of pastors and elders and deacons in churches that instead of feeding the flock of God, guess what they are? One word, hirelings. Hirelings. When people come to me and they say they want to be in the ministry, and right out of their mouth they say, well, how much am I going to get paid? Then I already know. Where's faith? If God calls you and anoints you and He's really in control of your life, then you should not worry. Where God leads, God provides. And we never, ever ask for anything. You pray and you wait and you inform people and they pray. And then if they really believe in God's hand, in God's work, then God will provide the needs. And He'll do whatever He wants to do. It's the Holy Spirit. Remember Zechariah 4:6? He said, and He answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord, Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." And I tell you these things because we're going to be studying about true shepherds and false shepherds. And what's going on television, what's going on radio, what's going on in churches, and how people are lazy. And they don't really want to work, so they get into the ministry. And they call it a church, and it's not really a church. Because the word church is holy, man. It means ecclesialia, the called out ones. Whatever goes first. Like the emerging church, who cares? Emerging means what? False teaching. But they should not use the word church. In your emerging what? Movement. Not church. The word church is ecclesialia, the called out ones of God. The ones of the body of Jesus Christ, the one that God will use.
We hope it's been an encouragement for you to learn that the Holy Spirit is constantly with you, filling you with His strength and guiding you in God's perfect will. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's program in its unedited form, we'll be happy to send a copy to you for a donation of $5 or more. Call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. We'd also like to tell you about Raul's entire 42-part study of 1 Peter. It's available on both CD and thumb drive. Every lesson further illuminates the Lord's faithfulness to His people and underscores the fruitfulness of a Spirit-led life. You'll see that in every circumstance, even in seasons of suffering and uncertainty, you can trust the Lord to lead you in righteous, peaceful paths. To order Rawls' 42-part 1 Peter series, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. We'll send you the flash drive for $42 or the CD set for $63. That's 800-634-9165. You can also write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we are grateful for your partnership. Every gift is tax-deductible and helps us keep sharing God's eternal word. We also invite you to join us again next time as we return to 1 Peter for assurance that God can use each of us in the building of His heavenly kingdom. We don't need to be called into full-time ministry to point others to Christ through the testimony of our lives. Here's Raul once again with a closing comment.
In 1 Peter 5:1, "The elders who are among you, I exhort." Notice, "I, Peter, who I am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Jesus Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that has been revealed." Isn't that incredible? They will be revealed to me. This is Peter, the one that denied the Lord, the one that got baptized with the Holy Spirit and became the spokesman. When they started speaking in tongues, what did he do? He got up. In verse 14, he begins to share. Now, you guys, this that took place here is back in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 15, that in the last days, God will pour out his Holy Spirit. You see, exegesis. He went back and demonstrated by the word of God. He backed up the experience. If you can't back up your experience, then it's not biblical. It is devilish. Three things you need to remember. Did Jesus teach it in the Gospels? Is it in the book of Acts? And is it in the epistles? If you can't find it in those three things, then it's not of God. You can't receive it. You cannot accept it.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.